And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Yowza.
Woo-hoo.
We're bringing it here. Woo. You know, it's Maximum Rock and Roll Radio here. This is Hal, and I'm here with Rotten Ron. And
That's me.
Chad and Jeff, and we got Mike here, and we got a whole peanut gallery of drunken billy goats. Nah. Yep, that's what we need. All right. So anyways, I'm still a little bit jet-lagged and sick, and got my head up my ass from... going to the Bob Fest and going running around Europe, Western Europe and Morocco and all that kind of bullshit. So anyways, I thought it was only fitting for me to play a bunch of stuff from the Bob Fest, which happened 2 weeks ago, was it? I don't even know anymore. those brain cells are gone. In fact,
we'll all feel like we were there.
I found some brain cells, and that song was Epidemic by... Marching Orders, and that was for our friend
Mr. Adam, Mr. Howlin',
Howlin' Hot Dog. Yeah, he said he saw Marching Orders the other day, and he said, "What'd he say?"
He said, "Oi." He said, "Oi," and they were fantastic, and he got the new record, which I haven't heard yet, and "Oi."
Rock on. Well, anyways, I'm going to start things off with the Sworn Liars. This was the last thing I remember two Saturday nights ago before I blacked out and had to be carried home. It was quite beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep, and this one is for Boozy Susie. This is The Twats.
But I don't believe a word.
Right on, Mel. All right.
Right on.
The A-Heads. That was the A-Heads doing I Am off the new Bob Fest compilation. And before that were the Divvies doing Loyalty off their demo that they gave out. Actually, it was £1 for a demo. Fucking A.
Pay no more than.
And the Twats, the Twats were before that doing Split Personality, and the Sworn Liar started off with Disease.
All right.
Right on. And your disease is?
Bob Fest.
Yeah. Bringing it.
I don't know what my disease is.
Yet.
But, you know, this song is called Feel the Pain, so maybe that's, you know, maybe that'll give us a clue.
Thanks, Jeff.
Since we lived together, it seems to fall. Yeah.
All right.
What's up?
You're all right.
Bring it, Jeff.
Am I?
Yeah, that was a. Yeah, you're on.
Yeah.
Check, check, check. 1-2, 1-2.
I said, am I all right?
Oh, almost. That was Hot Lunch, San Francisco Rockers Extraordinaire with You're All Right from the 1980 Hal Jepsen film Skateboard Madness. That's my beer, dude. That's all right.
Are two bass drums allowed on Maximum Rock and Roll?
Well, there were three bass drums because we were playing bass in the studio. Before that was The Livids, brand new band from Brooklyn with a bunch of jerks. And that was their song,
Assholes.
Some of Us Have Adrenalized Hearts. Kind of a big word for MRR, but that's cool.
And the band.
Hearts, come on, it's a big word. And we had the Red Dawn's brand new single on Dirt Nap called Auslande. And started off with
a big word for MRR. Yeah,
Auslande. Started that last set off with a 1979 song, Feel the Pain by the Bureaucrats. Yeah.
Classic.
Thankfully reissued by Ugly Pop Records in 2013.
Just because Ron and I aren't the sharpest tools in the tool shed doesn't mean that Maximum Rock and Roll is not smart.
Mexican rock and roll.
Mexican's rock and roll.
All right, we're going to hand it over to this guy.
Go Chad!
I was going to say Chad Whiskey, but I figured you had some new nomenclature.
I got nothing new, nothing clever. It's just Chad.
I'm going to hand it over to this guy.
It's just Chad. And
Jeff's popping out with the $5 words today.
Yeah. I get paid for every word over five letters that I say.
I'm going to take it up like three or four notches, maybe five. I don't know.
Bring it!
We're going to crank out the brutality here with one of my favorite fucking bands. And that's Propagandhi, and this is a demo version of a song from last year, and it's called Status Update Go.
It's like I'm a fucking fuse. We'll be right back.
Yes. Yes. Fuck yes. That was Bloody Hammer. Street Fighter. First time anyone's ever done a song called Street Fighter, I guarantee it.
Yeah, you know, like, I've never, ever heard that.
Especially a street punk band, especially one from Australia. That's a great new record. Bloody Hammer is self-titled. Before that was my new favorite band, Terrible Feelings. I totally missed the boat on them last year. They put out an LP called Shadows that was great, and that was a single, the Tied Up single, but that was the B-side called No Meaning. Before that was some Brutality with Fast Asleep. That's some dudes from bands you might know, like All You Can Eat, Good Riddance, and Nerve Agents.
Never heard of them.
Out of Santa Cruz, California. Fast Asleep with a song called Fast Asleep off of the record Fast Asleep. And before that was...
Fast Asleep?
Probably. They are in Santa Cruz. And before that was fucking Propagandi, Status Update, 1 minute of pure thrash excellence.
From Canada.
From Canada. This was a... Santa Cruz is my only local band.
Pure thrash excellence from Canada.
All right.
Hey, nothing wrong with Canada. Rotten Ron is up next. What do you got?
All righty. Well,
You got distracted.
I got distracted because there's someone knocking at the door. But anyway, I'm going to start off. This is a song I'm playing for Mr. Shane White. Working with him lately. Good old friend. At the Dildo Factory, actually. And anyway, this...
You guys have the best job, right?
This song was actually when Shane first came to Maximum, like, what was that, a million years ago, Tim asked him which song he wanted to hear, and this was it. Big in Japan by Big in Japan. So here you go.
Thank you. and fucking learn and fuck you and fucking die. Ow! Ow! Yeah, yeah, we are. We are fucking idiots. We are losers. And you are not. And that's why you are a fucking piece of shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go back to school. Go back to school and fucking die. I never learned anything to school. Fuck school. And you know what? Shut up. The only reason I can tell you to fuck off is because I learned English from punk rock records. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you and fuck you and fucking die. Fuck you! Come on, come over here! Fuck you! Fuck you! The East Coast, A Delirium, fuck my brain! Fuck you! Yeah!
Shut up!
That was Gehenna. Or did I say that right? Gehenna? Gehenna? I don't know. Yeah. But that was one of my favorite like modern hardcore records that came out what was that, late 90s? Yesterday, something like that.
One of my favorite,
you know,
contemporary hardcore records.
I don't know. 90s. You know, not from when I was a kid, but anyway, before that, we had Lola Cola, which features one of Mr. Jeff Glaive's buddies.
Lola Cola, some good buddies of mine from Austin, Texas, and former members of the Dirty Sweets and the Fells and Amazing Larry.
The Fells? Wait, what? Who's that?
And a bunch of jerks. Basically, they're terrible.
Old. And before that, we had a couple songs by the guy from Distort Fanzine sent me some records, which I still owe money for, but anyway,
this makes up for it.
Yeah, but like you know, I told him I'd play. Yeah, exactly. It's payola. There's a big bag of cocaine in the record. Yeah. Keep digging. Anyway, that was the Avon Ladies with, I believe it's Plastic Bag is the name of the song. There's no like song titles in it, but that's my best guess. And like,
I got a plastic bag for you.
And before that was San Francisco's own The Grabbies, which
San Francisco, Italy, you fuck.
Yeah, Italy, you fuck. Which
spaghetti motherfucker.
Me and Mike both lived at the same house with these fucks. I mean, it was after I was gone, but
yeah,
like,
that was fun.
Yeah,
fun on a bun.
Fun on a bun. But that was called I Want to Be Blind, and we started off with Big in Japan, with Big in Japan for Mr. Shane White.
Right on. We got to get going because we're almost out of time.
Oh, no.
All right, Mike, what you got?
All right, well, for you people who don't live in San Francisco, some homeless guy just got crushed sleeping on the top of a BART elevator. BART, if you don't know what BART is from not listening to Mr. T Experience, BART is our underground system, and he slept on top of the elevator, got crushed. Somebody in the elevator heard him screaming and getting his bones crushed, and is really actually sad. I'm sounding really happy about it.
Wow.
But it was awful. So
that was very graphic.
So my songs are music to get crushed in a BART elevator by. This is Slug with Elevator.
Alright, thanks for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We love you guys. Give us some money. go on to MaximumRockandRoll.com, click on donate button, Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California, 94146, USA. We have a fucking censored version of the show. I blew it again. Oh, God damn it. Thank you, Andy. He hates me. But anyway, okay, shut up. Okay, radio.maximumrockandroll.com, radio@maximumroll.com. Give us 2 copies of vinyl, 1 copy of CD, only releases and cassettes to the same address, and Twitter us if you're like some kind of jerk.
White House.
All right, this is my last elevator Bart crushing song. If you write Bart.
And it was all too short.
This is White House, and you might wriggle like a fucking eel.
Face the feast of powder! Face the feast of powder! Face the feast of powder!